Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Lamar Jackson takes the knee for the final time, and the Ravens savoring this win over the Patriots here in Baltimore. Lamar Jackson, the second-year quarterback, leading the Ravens to their 12th win in his 15 starts. And again, 37 points tonight, including a defensive score against a Patriots defense that came in allowing only 7.6 points per game.
Not a good night for the Patriots, though. Not a good night in Baltimore at all.
No.
Not good.
Nope.
You know, a lot of the things we talked about last week came true. All the things that we talked about. That Lamar Jackson would be difficult to game plan for.
He's faster in real time.
That it wouldn't be about the scrambles, that it would be about the designed runs.
Yeah, Roman had a hell of a game. Greg Roman, our coordinator, had a
hell of a game.
Once again. Great game.
No, it's okay. It's all right. But are you okay? Hardy's upset to start the show today. He's trying to settle in.
I don't like sitting in a warm chair, and Wallach, who has no ass, has like the warmest chair because I've seen it.
He's got a lot of
He comes in here at 5 o'clock in the morning. He doesn't move. He sits here for five straight hours, and the chair is like hot. So I got to get a new chair. Otherwise, I've got Wallach's warm ass pressing up against my ass. I don't need it.
Maybe they should have Nick take him on the hallway and walk him like a dog a couple times a show. Maybe? Yeah? All right. Okay. So I think a lot of the stuff that we saw last night, we talked about last week. We were talking about it Friday with Phil Perry. We spent a lot of time previewing this game Thursday and Friday of last week, and a lot of it came to fruition.
Yeah.
You think the Patriots didn't know that a lot of this stuff was coming?
I don't think they knew the real speed. I really don't. I think they tried to game plan for it. They were different at times. They came out and tried to go zone to kind of try and confuse him. And I think they thought, we're going to be in space and we're good enough. We're more athletic than we have been in past defenses, and we're going to be able to contain this. And boy, they weren't. He's faster in real time. He really is. Quick. His ability to slide left and right and just boom, accelerate off a stop. I know you guys saw it on TV. It looks good. He looks fast on TV. He's faster in person. That makes sense. Like, there are guys, if you were at the Kansas City game last year at home and you saw Tyreek Hill split them and then run past Daron Harmon, like, you see that in live time, you're like, Jesus, that guy's fast. He's Tyreek Hill fast. I thought they settled down a little bit after it. You know, they went to two down look after that. They blew some third downs. They killed themselves. I thought they showed some balls coming back from 17 down, because it was like, bam, 17 zip.
Well, they did.
There ain't nothing you can
they
do.
They did, but the story of the night last night is the Patriots defense failing the test.
Oh, totally.
They got the first real test of the year, and they failed.
Yeah.
They didn't come through.
No boogeyman today.
They're going to take a lot of crap here the next couple of weeks before they play another game.
Good.
And they're going to continue to take crap until they return to the form that they showed over their first eight games. That's what's going to happen. They're already hearing it. I've already seen some of the stuff that's being said by the national talking heads this morning.
Good.
It ain't pretty.
Well, hopefully it pisses them off like the other things pissed them off.
I'd say that it's a good thing for the Patriots that Chris Carter got suspended over the weekend at FS1 because he was probably gearing up for a victory lap today that he will not be able to deliver now.
What happened with him?
I don't know.
You don't get suspended for doing nothing.
But he has been suspended, so he's not going to be able to deliver that today. But the Patriots defense, I think, is the story coming out of this game. It's so much faith in them. I know I did, and they didn't come through in this particular game. Bad matchup? Absolutely. We knew that going in.
Yeah, I thought they were going to be able to flip the field and make him look foolish in a passing game.
They didn't.
No.
No, and they got crushed on the design runs, and they didn't seem to have answers. And did they really have any adjustments in game that you looked at and you said, okay, they're starting to figure this out?
A little bit. Yeah.
It wasn't enough.
No.
The Ravens had two drives in the second half. That's it. I'm not counting that last one when they had the ball with a minute left.
No, they kept it for 20 minutes in those two drives.
They kept it for 8-plus minutes, 9-plus minutes, and they just killed you. They bled that clock down to nothing.
They give you a little recipe of your success last year and how you kept the ball away from Pat Mahomes and company. That was you.
And they converted on two big plays when the Patriots couldn't get stops. I think one of the biggest plays of the game was on 3rd and 5 on that first drive that they had of the second half.
Tight end, that's play of the game.
Play of the game to me.
Game switch.
It's for this reason. That's a quarterback making a big boy throw. That's not one of these runs. That's not a gimmick play.
No, it's no gimmick. No, there's no pick play. You went cover zero, and he made you pay.
Yes, he did.
And I said that. I said, if you're going to risk it, go cover zero, make him beat you. And I said, I can live with that. I can. Because at least you're trying to do something. At least you're trying to get 9 people around the line of scrimmage and send somebody to put pressure on him. And it's up to him to make the throw. He did. It's a bad matchup. Tight end on Brooks. And that was it.
They outplayed the Patriots. The Patriots got beat. The Patriots didn't make enough adjustments in game. And they'll have to move on from it, but they're going to live with this one and have to let it marinate for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it sucks because I think it was the best you've seen the offense all year.
But the biggest concern going forward is this run defense because this is not going to be the last team that is going to try and run the ball on the Patriots. In fact, every team going forward is going to try and run the ball more on the Patriots given what they've seen here in recent weeks. All of them will. You'd be stupid not to.
You'd be really dumb to. Buffalo ran it. Cleveland ran it. They didn't stick to it. They got stupid. Good to see them lose again yesterday. And it is so hard to defend when you have a back and now all of a sudden you get two tight ends that they're able to get the ball to in the flat. Again, I go back to Roman's game plan here. Going into this game, a lot of crossing routes, a lot of natural pick plays on the outside. You got beat with a lot of stuff that you used to sort of get things going for yourself. Like, that's your stuff. That's your medicine. How many times have you run pick plays with Edelman, Amendola, and those guys? You know? Tight ends in the flat. Tight ends on drag routes. Gronkowski on a drag. Man, you got beat by your own stuff last night.
They had great stuff. That offense last night. For the Baltimore Ravens, there were a lot of great wrinkles in there.
Oh, great call and a throwback to the tight end where you get flow going one way.
Yeah, the motion going one way. It's awesome. Like, you look at this and you're like, oh, this looks sort of Patriots-esque when the Patriots are operating at a high level.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And those crossing routes were killer.
There were times, and Lamar did a nice job riding the fakes out for the back if he's reading if that's a true veer. There were times I didn't know who had the ball.
They got me at least twice last night where I was watching the wrong guy.
Me too. Oh, I think more than that, yeah.
Got a Landon Roberts every time.
Because I'm watching I watch the Patriots defense react. So if they're converging on that, I'm thinking, okay, he's got the ball. Holy crap, no, Lamar just slipped up inside for another 7. Boom. Mm-hmm. He's slithery. And I've heard the Cam Newton comparisons too. And you start listening to some wrap-up shows last night, and you watch NFL Network, and you say, good morning, football today. And Cam Newton's big and strong, big strong runner. This kid's slithery. This kid has the ability to step out and just, you know what? You're not going to hit me. I'm going to step out of bounds. Your ankles trying to spin you around.
There were 70 snaps on defense, I believe, was the number. 70 total. And Landon Roberts last night played 24. And when I saw that number, I thought, that can't be right.
He tried to stop the run.
He played way more than that because he played entirely too much. Yeah. I saw the number and I'm like, no, that's got to be a typo. It was only 24? That was really only 24 snaps.
At least one of those in man coverage on Mark Ingram across the field.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a good one, huh?
Nah, not a good one. Not a good one.
Just below him, I think, was Patrick Chung, like 22. Where the hell is he?
I think the one with Ingram, where Patrick he was chasing
Chung,
Ingram.
Patrick Chung had 27 snaps last
night. So just above him.
Just above him.
Still,
that's not good.
That's why Terrence Brooks was on that guy in the third down play.
I don't think that's by choice. I think that's by their Chung's back, and he's back at like 80%.
And Terrence Brooks stayed with him, Andrews, the tight end, Mark Andrews, he's with him.
Make the play.
But he just, size advantage, he just doesn't have it.
Yeah,
Chung might be able to make a play on the ball, though, or disrupt him or something.
On the way down.
It's nice having three serviceable tight ends.
It is.
Yeah, let's hope Kansas City does that. Put all these tight ends on the field. Take Tyreek Hill off the field. Put your tight ends on the field. Try to mimic what they did. I hope they do that. I hope teams do that going forward, because nobody can mimic it like the Ravens have it. This is a unicorn team.
Yeah.
You
won't see this again. Or you will in the playoffs.
You're not going to see this.
Bruce can't have tweeted
this exact setup at any point this season going forward. The things you will see, though, are power runners. You're going to see Ezekiel Elliott. You're going to see some quarterbacks who can run, but it's a matter of how much do those teams want to design runs with their quarterbacks, because none of them run like this team does with Lamar Jackson.
No, it's different. It's different. It's a different attacking thing. And for defense, your head's spinning. And Bruce had a tweet of the night last night. He said, for you to beat the Ravens in the playoffs, this game had to happen this way. Because he's lived it.
To see it all.
To see it and to make the adjustments and to know, okay, this is what the speed is going to feel like and look like. They tried to emulate it this week. They used like four different guys at quarterback, I heard, trying to give a scout team look, whether it's jet sweep or whatever. You can't. You can't mimic it. You can't do it in a walkthrough. You could do it in spacing. You could see it coming. Just can't stop it at times.
Yeah, I mean, the Patriots defense getting knocked down a peg isn't necessarily a bad thing going forward for the next few games. It's not a bad thing.
I mean, it sucks to take it into the bye.
It certainly serves some motivation.
Sucks to take it into the bye, but you got to deal with it.
Well, maybe not. I mean, in the grand scheme, this could be the type of game that launches them into another winning streak.
I think you're going to have a quarterback you could defend this week. You're coming up with Philly. And I know Wentz is athletic, but he ain't like this kid, and he's going to be in the pocket.
All right, so some quick thoughts there on the defense. They clearly had struggles defending the run. They clearly had issues defending the Ravens. And probably the most disappointing thing is they knew what they were up against going in. They could not mimic the speed in practice. And maybe that was a real big problem for them when they got out on the field and saw it in person.
Right. They didn't wake up till second quarter.
All right, let's talk about the offense, though, too, because the offense may have had some sort of awakening last night.
Looks good. It's a new.
They didn't change things up very much at all in the course of the game. We'll tell you about that and Mohamed Sanu and his 10 catches and 10 catches for Julian Edelman. We'll get to that. We'll get to your calls today. A lot to get to on this Monday after a Patriots loss to the Ravens.
Let's go.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
What's up? Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
You know, Chris, I was looking at the Patriots 8-0. And in today's world, everybody's always looking for the promise. Everybody said, well, you know, they played an easy schedule, they can't run the ball. They've got offensive line problems, and I thought for a while it was like, you know, trying to find a couple of pimples on a supermodel. But now all of the blemishes are now beginning to come to the fore, at least on one night.
Yeah, and I think the two biggest ones, they have to get Isaiah Wynn back at left tackle, and they have to come up with an answer at tight end. I mean, they're getting no production, like 27 yards a game after a decade with Gronk. It's just, it looks completely different.
And Brady's going to get sacked.
Al Michaels last night on NBC, final 2 minutes of the game. You may have tuned out at that point. Patriots suffered their first loss of the year to the Ravens last night on the road. At least it's to a good team. At least the Patriots lost to a good team this year going into the bye. Last year, it was the Tennessee Titans. And last year at this time, Zoe, last year it was November 11th was the date of the game when the Patriots went on the road.
Yeah.
Do you remember much about that game?
Yes.
Do you remember how the targets sort of broke down in that game for the Patriots?
A lot to Josh Gordon, right?
Josh Gordon and Julian Edelman really were the focal points of the offense. And right behind them was James White. That's what it was for the Patriots going into the bye last year. Last night, it was pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
Last night, they went with the same personnel grouping on every single offensive play except for one. When Jacoby Myers made it into the game for one play in place of Philip Dorsett. They rotated the backs, but it was the same three wideouts on the field all night. It was Edelman, it was Sanu, and it was Philip Dorsett, and then they went with a rotation of backs, but it was primarily James White. And the Patriots looked better offensively, and they looked at their best when they were going no huddle.
They did. The up-tempo, I like the up-tempo, and that's where they're in control. And Brady did a lot of directing in this game as far as setting the mic, bringing motion in, protecting himself, you know, worried about. And then Earl Thomas was playing some good games with him, too, stepping up in the box, stepping out, came early in the game, hit him early. You know, they were having good competition going back and forth between them, having some fun out there. But, you know, Brady got hit too much early in the game, and that's the problem. You know, I think he had eight hits in the first half, and that's more than six games they had on this guy. So that's the problem right there. Left tackle's your issue. Collinsworth is right. You did nothing to address your tight end concerns. Nothing. It's not slight to Ben Watson. Ben Watson's 38-year-old man that you talked out of retirement. That's how dire it is at tight end. And it's as dire at left tackle, and you miss the center. You miss David Andrews. I'm sorry. There are calls that I think are made up front where you would get a slide or a kick or something where all of a sudden you see a guard in the center doubling one guy, and then all of a sudden you got a free rusher coming. That should never happen. Never happen. Not with this offensive line coach. Not with this quarterback. No. Sorry. But when you protect him, arm strength's there for Brady. He can still throw it. Here's one thing I took away coming from this game, too, though. Again, as you see some of the turnovers, Brady's interceptions aren't close at all. They're not close. Like, you'll watch some of these games. It'll be a tight hole, and Rodgers will try and fit in there. It'll get a little deflected, or guy makes a hell of a play, like on Jacoby Brissett's, where Fitzpatrick jumps it, coming out of the secondary, kind of got him in that robber look, picked it off, goes pick six. Like, I just remember, like, Buffalo, no, don't throw that one. Or Redskins, no, don't throw that one to pressure. And it's they're bad interceptions. You know. But I think the third and ten there, where he threw the one to Thomas, I think the Watson play prior, where he went up the vertical up the numbers, pissed him off so much. You're third and ten. You're getting pressure. He got croaked on that third and ten. And he just said, I'm putting it up to Sanu. See if he can make a play on it. Tired of trying to scheme things and put the ball in holes. So, but the strength's there with the arm. There's no issues with Brady in the arm. He made some great throws. I know a couple of them got called back on holding calls. But, you know, just off the back foot, waiting for Edelman that last second. Sanu on that last second. He had some good flips in this game, really good flips. It's good I've seen him in rhythm all year. That's a good sign for Sanu. Only 2 weeks in this offense. You know, you mentioned it Friday. Hey, you know, after that Thursday game, Manny Sanders, and now it's your turn. What are you going to do? How are you going to respond? And I thought he responded well. I thought he did. He looked good. He competed. I think that's the best thing is Sanu's not one of these soft Atlanta receivers. Where, you know, you go in the tank if things aren't going well. You're down 17. He's catching a ball in a flat, turning the shoulder, not looking to get out of bounds, looking to run somebody over. He did that several times in the game.
Well, he had this great.
That's something to advance here.
He had this great second down. That's a good catch time. That Jim and I were talking about. And they said,
which one?
He learned this one in Atlanta where he curled back to the line of scrimmage because he saw the defenders coming right at the sticks.
Oh, yeah.
He curled back to Brady.
Yeah.
They were close to in the red zone. They may have been in the red zone at that point. They were at about the 15-yard line.
Yeah, he was on the right side, and he came in.
It was second and six, and he curled back to the line of scrimmage, caught the ball, and then turned back upfield and got the first down in the middle of the field. And, as you said, competed. Smart play.
For a size guy.
Adjusted on the fly.
We're getting that from Gordon.
That's, to me, I saw that play and said, okay. All right.
There was stuff there. You moved him around. You brought him out of the backfield. You know, there are things you did with him that you haven't done with other guys you've had here.
617-779-0985. Let's get some of your calls. Bob's in Brimfield today. Hi, Bob.
Hey.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. You know, I wasn't surprised by this last night. I think they were completely outcoached, first of all. And this happened before a couple years ago. Miami came into Foxborough, ran that Wildcat offense with the same result. Just ran it up and down the field, if you recall, that game a couple seasons ago.
Well, it was many moons ago.
You know, I've heard that, Bob.
It wasn't that many.
11 years, Bob.
11 years ago, I think.
No.
Bob, 11 years, yes.
I guess
that's Cadillac Williams.
Yeah, 2008.
When your quarterback played for 20 years, I guess everything was a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
but it just seemed there was a couple screenshots. There's defensive linemen with nobody around them, nobody to block, not knowing what their job is. So that has to go to coaching and scheme. When you have defensive linemen without a body on them, not knowing what to do, it was confusion. I know they settled down in the second half, but there were plays there that Baltimore missed also. So it's going to be a scary thing.
All right. All right, Bob, thanks for the call. September 21st, 2008 was the Wildcat game, and I'm going to tell you that I disagree with that because the Wildcat, you didn't know that was coming.
Yeah.
You had no idea.
Caught you by surprise. Next time you saw it,
you're for the Wildcat.
You widen your ends, and next thing you know, you never saw it again. That thing went right out of the
league.
You
had no idea they were going to break that thing out. You knew what was coming last night. The Patriots had a pretty damn good idea what they were going to see last night. They knew the types of plays that Baltimore was going to run.
Wait, misdirection, get them out in the flat, stress your ends, create two-on-one situations.
What were the surprises last night?
Nothing. There's no surprises except you built your defense in the offseason to play against teams like the Chiefs and high-flying offenses, not teams like this.
Yeah.
It's a bad matchup for this defense.
So avoid them. Find ways to avoid them in the playoffs. You talk about jockeying and who you play each and every year. This could be very important that you don't face this team again.
Or score more points.
I think you'll be...
Can't turn the ball over and you got to score more points.
I think you'll be ready. If you play him at home, you'll be ready to go on your offense. You'll be able to operate a higher efficiency. You'll be able to hear the call. You know, you got freaking Newhouse out there going on movement. That's tough. It's tough. It's like playing in Denver.
Yeah.
That place was lit last night. That's a good crowd. That's a good football environment. It's good for this team to play in it because they haven't played in it all year. You know, they've had home road games all year. Where your fans took over the stadiums.
We'll get to why the Patriots were stupid at 11. There's mistakes there, for sure.
Oh, there's a lot of mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
But you're still in this game. I mean, you're in this game.
Lee is in Quincy. Lee.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Good.
So I have a run defense question. It seems like such a contradiction with, like, everything's been said about the defense, how they're on this, like, historic pace. But the run defense has been a problem this season. It just hasn't been a glaring problem until last night because their first loss. But where's the hole there? Is there a hole there? Like, it's glaring that there's an obvious hole on the offensive line, but is there a specific hole in the defense that can be fixed, or is it coaching? Is it a particular person that's responsible? I'm just curious.
I think if you look at the three backs that ran against you, Gore, Chubb, and Ingram, really good NFL pro running backs.
Well, I also think last night
that could tote the rock and turn the corner. Yeah, I mean, it
you
just lowered
good
your shoulder.
Line last night. Let's not
see, they didn't blow,
that.
But I didn't see them blowing them off the line of scrimmage. They walled them off. So it's sort of that. I don't want to say it's a zone blocking scheme, but all you need to do is give those two guys a crease, and they're going to find a way to score it up in there. Again, Jackson slithery. Ingram is just gonna run hard. Run hard, give him the ball, run hard up in there. I thought Burkhead ran hard yesterday. Well, Burkhead's healthy. That guy hits a little harder than anybody. Michelle did a lot after ran a wrong route, didn't he? Got to stare down. That was it.
Yeah, he did.
Yep.
That's exactly right.
Did you go sit over there in the kill, Harry?
why don't you never come back again? Why don't you go to the bench? Not show your face. Thanks. Let's go to Adam, who's in Nashua. Hi, Adam. Adam, you there?
What's up, Zo?
What's up?
Yep, what's up, Zo? Hey, Beetle. Hey. Love it, man. Unbelievable. I'm not kidding, man. Bet the Pats. Couple bills. Maybe. Good amount. No, I'm serious. How many losses we got this year?
You there? Hello? Oh, disconnected. Hayden's in Boston. Hi, Hayden.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Hayden.
That's a nice name, Hayden.
What's up, man?
What's up?
Hey, we had two scores, two touchdowns, both of them less than 40 yards. One on a miss punt, one on a fumble. There was nothing on a, you know, a good drive. You know, I know we turned it over in the end, but nothing looked solid to me.
Oh, bull crap.
What about the drive after the fumble?
You had two big boy drives. You did.
But didn't score. That's the main thing.
They did.
You lose the game.
They came right back, went right down the field,
countered 24-20.
Great catch by Edelman, great catch by White, set up the touchdown.
And then it was a big conversion on a fourth down for the Ravens
Probably their best offensive drive of the year.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right on that. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That's all right. We were watching different games.
We're in form. Yeah.
And the Edelman drive was a good drive until he fumbled.
Oh, they were rolling.
They were back-to-back good drives right there.
The Ravens could not stop them.
It was one mistake that was a huge swing. That fumble was bad. So you can't say that they didn't perform at all because they had back-to-back good drives. One was completely wiped out by that fumble, which, you know, sometimes the other team does make a play. I mean, it's so rare to see Edelman fumble.
He hasn't fumbled. That's his first fumble in 3 years. 3 years.
He's healthy. I don't think he fumbles.
He got nicked the play prior on the right sideline right in front of the Patriots bench. And he gets up and he's grabbing the front of his pads.
Slow to get back onto the field.
And he's like, oh, and he's like, let me. And it took him forever to get to the right side of the formation. Brady had to move him over to the left. And now I'm looking at Bob. I'm like, he's hurt. And then boom, threw it right to him. And hey, credit them. They made the play. One guy hits him, the other guy punches it out. But that's typical Julian, though. You get hit and you're trying to stretch for other yards. And then sometimes that's where, you know, some of those plays happen where you're trying to, instead of getting down, you know, you're just trying to stretch it, and boom, they keep the play alive and they pop it up.
Why the Patriots were stupid coming up at 11. Let's talk about that drive right out of the gate, how it set the tone for the Ravens last night. Get back to your calls as well. We'll do that next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
First, our introduction.
Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, losses always find a way to recalibrate, you know, how you see yourself. And, you know, we obviously have a lot of work to do. So, just wasn't obviously good enough. Get beat by 17 points. That's not what we're all about. So, I give the Ravens credit. I think they played really well. Took advantage of their opportunities, and that's what it takes.
Six 617-779-0985. More of your reaction on the Patriots game last night. Zoe, first drive for the Ravens coming out of the gate. Bit of a tone setter in this game, was it not?
Oh, yeah.
Sort of set the tone early.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I think everybody was on pins and needles. You want to see what was going to happen? I'm watching a Ravens sideline. They're kind of uptight. Everybody's standing up on the edge of the white, watching, seeing what was going to happen, and the kid took over. Yeah, I think he was like, what, 4-for-4? 4-for-4 in that opening drive. And my God, the defense bailed your ass out. And your stupid penalty. You had him to 3. You held the team to 3. And you gave him an easy 7. He walked in. Then it started to become a laugher. They went right to 17. That first drive killed him. Killed him. Got everybody reeling. Like right there, if you bend but don't break, it felt like you were getting your ass kicked. That game could have been 6-0 for a while. 6-0. One play and boom, you're up. You're in the lead. It's just there's stuff you can learn and take away from this game. There really is. It's a lot of stuff.
617-779-0985. Tom is in Newton today. What's up, Tom?
Yeah, hey guys. I think there was something wrong with my TV during the game last night because it looked like NBC was broadcasting the Eagles Super Bowl instead of the Ravens game. I mean, holy smokes! On defense, that was tough to watch. I mean, I think the most frustrating part of it is, you know, year in and year out, whether the Patriots have a great defense or not, that particular game plan, and there aren't, you know, many teams that can run it, But, you know, the misdirections, RPOs, yeah, cross the route, it's just...
There's no RPOs there last night. No RPOs. Yeah, let's just line up and kick your ass. That's what's scary. That's why it's a bad matchup.
Definitely.
Luff gives a good nickname to this game. It's like the unicorn offense you faced. Because you're not going to see it again. Mahomes ain't going to run. He's going to sit and throw. He's going to try and throw.
Yeah, I mean, I think the silver lining to it is it kind of feels like they were either going to lose tonight or last night, or they're going to lose in January. Like, I think the defense had to take their medicine.
Bruschi said.
Kind of get used to that. Like, I mean, the week after the bye week, they have to go to Philly on Sunday night. I hope Philly does the same thing. Like, I want teams to do this to the Patriots until they figure out how to stop it. It's just frustrating. Thanks.
Yeah. Right. Thanks, Tom. 4:25 game in Philly. Are you happy that 19-0 is gone?
Yeah.
I am. Glad that thing is gone.
I hate that talk.
We don't have to talk about that anymore.
I gave him 14-2 to begin with. Like why are we dealing with the? That's the thing, man. And now that you would have come out of last night and say you beat him by 20. Everybody be talking about 19-0. 19-0 today. 19-0. 19-0. 2 weeks of 19-0 talk. Bye.
Gone.
I didn't mind it.
Of course you didn't. Adam Jones.
Be fun. Fun to go week to week. It might get a little tiresome on a bye week. And you got to talk about it for two straight weeks.
Yeah, that's these 2 weeks. Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, we're faced with the alternative now, which is not just a squeaker, but they, as you said, got their ass kicked.
Yeah.
Pretty good last night.
Yeah, lick your wounds, man.
Is this more fun to talk about? I'd rather be talking about 19-0 still being on the table.
Brandon's in Pembroke. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, what's up, Zoe?
Hey.
Question. So, Michael Bennett, do you think he would have helped contain Lamar Jackson a little bit this game last night? Or
are you licking your finger back and pushing it around the rim of a wine glass?
Sounds that way.
No, I'm delivering oil right now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, similar sound. Yeah, when oil goes into the tank, right? That whistling sound.
No.
Yeah, it's the whistle. But, yeah, I just wanted your take on that.
Yeah, okay. Michael Bennett, would he have helped last night?
No. No. Well, what, is it 8 snaps? He and Landon?
His skill set. Would his skill set have helped?
No. No. Michael Bennett's a pass rusher.
I'm just asking
how
the question.
How many times they dropped back last night?
I'm just phrasing
it. How many times they dropped back last night?
I'm with you. Listen, you know my thoughts on Michael Bennett.
You ever seen Michael Bennett walk around when he's trying to stretch?
I'm just trying to
how sore he
set
looks.
The collar up to ask that question in the appropriate
this
way.
This kid would have broke his ankles. He made Van Noy look slow. Van Noy's fast. Winovich got a good motor, right?
Yes.
He looks slow with this kid.
In fact, Tim and Nashville wanted to talk about Winovich. Hey, Tim.
Yeah, so Van Noy's... His face was red. I mean, don't you think Steve Belichick or whoever else is helping him coach could have said, hey, why don't we put this young kid in and just alternate them?
There's nothing wrong with what Van Noy did.
Shock attack.
Nothing wrong with Van Noy. They had it spaced, and Van Noy did a good job not letting him break containment. He forced it back inside. Problem is, you got a big guy inside, and then there's another backer there that the kid's faster than. You had him pegged. You had him pegged. He was dead. Dead in the pocket 3 times. He still found a way to get out. What do you think Winovich is going to do? Winovich ran right past him. Right up field. Rookie. No problem with Van Noy. I mean, Jamie Collins got freaking hooked on one of those jet sweep end around. I mean, there are things that happened in this game that we didn't see happen for 8 weeks. Like, they blocked your ass. They did. They walled you off. I don't think you got blown off the line of scrimmage. I don't think that. I don't think you got physically dominated. You got out-schemed. You got out-schemed, and like we said, the one thing you knew going into this game, they were going to be much better coached than those other teams that you played.
Coming up next, we've got a tremendous opportunity for you to win a prize. We've got a chance for you to win.
I get to win?
Not you. Not you, Zoe.
But you'll be there, though.
Our listeners have a chance to win.
Oh, excuse me?
Really? Yes. 4 passes to a Scotty's Kickoff Kid event that is happening in spring of next year. We'll give you all the details on it next spring. It involves Scott Zolak, and we'll tell you how you can win. We're going to give away a great prize coming up right after this, so don't go anywhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Boston. Boston. Boston's home for sports. Zolak and Bertrand on 95 The Sports Hub.
Okay, we've got this giveaway twice today. And if that doesn't get you excited about it, I don't know what will.
Rocket.
Yeah. Here's what we got. Right now, caller number three. That's right, number three, in honor of Steven Goskowski. To the Pride Motor Group contest line at 617-931-0985. That's a contest number. Not the regular call-in number. 617-931-0985. We'll score a 4-pack of passes to a spring kickoff kit event.
Yeah, let's get hammered. No. Open bar.
A spring kickoff kid event with kicker Steven Goskowski.
Kick kids. Yes.
And Scott Zolak. That's right.
Talked to Steve this past week. He's doing pretty well.
Presented by Scotties, the official tissue of the New England Patriots. We've been doing these great Scotties giveaways for the kickoff kid
contest.
Cool.
Yep.
All season long. I don't believe that's over yet either. There's more of those on the way.
Nice.
But right now, we've got a chance for you to win passes to a spring event that'll be held. And I think you probably want to be a part of that. So 4 passes to that up for grabs right now. We'll also do it again at 12:50. Good?
Great.
You like that?
Let's do it.
You like prizes?
I like prizes.
Okay.
We might have something else to give away.
We got other giveaways along the way today. We got prizes. You know, we're trying to cheer everybody up on this Monday. You know, you stayed up late last night.
You know what I heard today?
Pat's lost. We said, let's give some things away today. Let's cheer the people up.
You know what I heard today?
You heard this?
Good morning, football.
Whoa, 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 football, what the hell is this? I thought everything went as it should.
Good morning, football.
Oh, that's heavily edited. Addy Luciano on the guitar here.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Shut up. You can play.
Everybody cheered up now?
No.
Good morning, football.
Hey, football, my pigskin pal.
What was that originally from?
Oh, wrinkly.
What game was that originally from?
Wrinkled face with your stitches.
Seattle loss in 2016.
Oh.
One Gronk got hurt in?
That's right. Goal line.
You going to make a new one today?
We got a new Sounds of Sunday song today.
Sunday today.
That is, Jim said when he listened to it, he made him want to drive home, get into the bathtub, and open up his wrist with a straight razor.
Jesus, Louth.
Oh, that's what he said.
Oh, man. It's that bad.
Huh? I didn't think so. I mean, it's definitely
what
down.
What have they been saying?
It's down temple melancholy for sure. But
what have they been saying on some of the national shows this morning? Has it been a slaughter out there? I'm afraid to turn them on. I've seen some of the highlights.
The Patriots committed the mistakes that teams typically commit against the Patriots.
Pause.
It started in the very beginning.
Okay, so far, good. I haven't heard this yet. That's not unfair. That's true. We'll cover that and why they're stupid coming up in 5 minutes.
Where you hold Baltimore to a field goal after a very long drive, and it's New England who's jumping off sides on fourth and short to give Baltimore a new set of downs. When you're climbing back into the game, it's New England who fumbles the football and has it returned for a touchdown in what was a critical moment. It's New England who can't get off the field. Back-to-back 14-play drives that took up nearly 18 minutes of game clock for the Baltimore Ravens. But the other thing that was very uncharacteristic for the Patriots over these last 20 years, Tom Brady looked across the field and had to say, oh, that guy's better than me. The other team had the better quarterback. That was, now, will that be the case too?
No, stop. Okay.
The other guy's faster? He's faster than me?
I knew you were playing that because something stupid was going to get said there.
What dick is that?
It's Nick Wright. I knew it. I knew everything was reasonable up until that point. Everything was reasonable. Everything was dead on. They made all the mistakes that the other teams typically make.
That's contrived.
They were coming back. They were the team that fumbled.
Up to this point in the season, Lamar has been a far better player than Tom Brady. And last night, at every opportunity, Lamar showed you his time is now, and Brady's time does appear to be fading. There was no moment, there was no channeling some GOAT greatness for Brady last night. So the Patriots made non-Patriot mistakes, and the other team had the better quarterback and maybe the better team. That's how they won that game yesterday.
Oh, my God. Oh, you've got to be kidding me with that. I can't get on board with that nonsense. Did he see the throw to James White down the sideline? Did he see that throw?
Probably not.
Did he catch that? I'll tell you what, Nick Wright. Go get Lamar Jackson, send him out to the field with nobody covering, and just say, hey, make this throw to James White. James White will run the route, and we'll give you like 10 tries to put the ball in the same spot that Brady put it. You do it. You do what he just did in real live game action. You do it now. Ready? Go. See if he can do it.
Can't.
I guess it's just.
I mean, he made a great throw to that tight end on the
but
the
before
first
that,
down
shift
on
the offensive line, shift everybody around, pull Watson over, call out everybody, and do that whole thing Brady's doing.
I mean, come on.
And then complete that pass.
I'm sorry.
Or not have the sideline call timeout for you when the clock's going down on your play clock?
Lamar Jackson now the better quarterback.
Greg Roman had a hell of a game plan.
Playing the position of quarterback.
And helped him. Is he faster or more dynamic?
I believe a one pass was attempted of 20 yards or more last night. One attempt for Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Everything was short. Everything was dink and dunk.
Short drags. Good. That should be. Ball
control. Fine. It's smart. It's clock. Great job on their part. But that doesn't take a tremendous amount of skill as a quarterback to do that.
The overreaction to this game, man.
Wow.
Were we saying this about Bortles this time last year? How about Mariota?
About Tannehill?
Do you know that the MVP conversation has started?
About Big Ben?
The MVP conversation has started on Lamar Jackson.
The three-man race right now.
Yeah.
Three-man race.
Yeah, it's Russell Wilson, Christian McCaffrey,
and Watson.
And Lamar Jackson is getting mentions. I didn't
for
know
MVP.
This. I didn't know this.
They chanted MVP.
Jim Murray was telling me this last night. He's like, yeah, just put in a Twitter search. You'll see.
Bob and I.
You'll see the push.
We're trying to think, what's that chant? Like, I thought it was MVP.
Yeah. Not that anyone in this market gives a flip about MVP.
We don't.
That's nice when Brady has won it, but I mean, come on.
I don't want him to win it because the times he's won it, they've always lost.
Win a Super Bowl MVP. That's a better MVP
yes,
to have.
That's the one you want.
Have that
Matt
one.
Ryan. Matt Ryan can have all the MVPs. He and Stafford, they want. Oh, let him have them. Let him have them. Hey, Mar's fun to watch. He's not your MVP. Watch McCaffrey play. Yeah. Watch Russ Wilson yesterday. Five touchdowns, 400 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason Myers, hit the kick. Would you? The end of regulation? Hit the kick. Freaking kickers. Jimmy the intern. Was I on the right side of that or what? Bucks plus five. I was on the right side. The right thought there. Hit your kicks.
Freaking when you wake up in the morning, do you pop out of bed and your head's spinning like, what time is it? What day is it? Yep. Just herky jerky. He's like, what?
Doesn't need coffee, he said.
Doesn't need
wakes up ready to go.
Wired for sound.
Wakes up. He's ready to go. 617-779-0985. This is unfortunate, but for the first time this year, we have to get to why the Patriots were stupid.
Got
to
do it.
We'll do it in 90 seconds.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling. HelplineMA.org.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
Jackson from the gun takes the snap. He hands it off and running to the left with a sprint. Hill, a flag on the play as he's tackled by Winovich.
Offside, number 54. Defense, 5-yard penalty, results in a first down.
Not the first down of this game, according to Baltimore. The Patriots again with a hurry up, first and goal to go for New England. Watson motions left to right with Burkhead, the single back. They take the handoff and run it to the right. He's clipped down, undercut with a flag on the plate. So Lyman line up
number
on the
69.
Chad Mason guilty of the hole.
10-yard penalty. Repeat second down.
Takes the head high snap. He drops back. He's pressured. He throws to the right, and he sails it incomplete.
Ball. Illegal use of hands. Hands to the face. Number 30. Defense. 5-yard penalty and automatic first down.
It was McCourty on speed. Got a left-hand jab to the face mask.
Throw.
It's a good call. He aligns in the staggered stance. The snap from Cox to the punter. Cook. There was early movement for the Patriots on the right side. Was New England drawn off?
Neutral zone infraction.
That's terrible. That's how you beat other teams.
I was going to say, generally, you're the getting table
beat.
Is turned.
You're getting beat.
Are you stupid or something?
Man.
I'm as stupid as a stupid does.
Well, I think right out of the gate, you can't have that neutral zone infraction. Cannot have that happen. That's points right there. Four. Right out of the gate. Can't have those mistakes. That is so the other team. That is what you expect every other opponent to do week to week. And the Patriots did it, which is why it's shocking, Shalique Calhoun, to see a Patriot do that. That's not what they do. But it happened. And there were other bad penalties along the way. Bad penalties, bad mental mistakes that happened along the way in the game. Stupid. Really stupid.
I mean, both holding calls were there. The one I thought was ridiculous was the grounding call. Because Brady put the ball up. Dorsett gets to the peak of the route. And he's either breaking left or breaking right. He breaks right. Now, if he broke right, then Brady threw it to the sideline. That's a deliberate throwaway. That's grounding in the pocket. Can't do that. That was a bad call. They botched it. They botched the hell out of that one. On the other stuff, I'm trying to think. No, I mean, took advantage of some of their mistakes. Cyrus Jones gave you one. Ingram gave you one. We converted that to points. That was good.
If they had come back to win, this would be a very short segment on why the Ravens were stupid, because they weren't stupid.
Yeah, they really weren't. They didn't have an offensive penalty until fourth quarter. What'd you think on the fourth and one call? You got to take the points.
Absolutely.
You take points.
I don't find that stupid at all.
You're down 17-0. You've scratched to get back in this game. You've completely swung the momentum. You had a really good drive there. It's a great effort by James White to get in.
Yeah.
He got tripped up, but still to have the wherewithal. And that was almost close to where that was a touchdown, but the toe hit his shoulder.
I don't
take points there.
Yeah, I don't mind them taking the points there. I wish they would have gone for it on 4th and 9 when they were at the Baltimore 37. That's the one I wish they would have.
So they sent the punt team back out. After Burkhead picked up a lot of yardage on 3rd and forever off a screen.
Yeah, it was 3rd and
25. I'm with you on that, too.
It was 3rd and 25. Yeah. You're on the Baltimore 37.
Baltimore couldn't stop you in the middle of the field.
Why are you punting?
Because the only reason you went backwards was your two penalties.
That's a better second guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Than the one at the goal line.
No, I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Because I knew
fourth
that
and nine, fourth and nine, and I don't know what play you run, but you know,
doesn't matter.
Let's middle it. Let's say you pick up 5 yards. Okay, you give the ball back to them on their own 32.
Sanu and Edelman were both feeling it. They both were jamming at that time. And the second I saw Burkhead's elbow down, I'm like, okay, they're going for it here. I didn't even think punt. I was thinking field goal the whole way. Take the points. You come out to start the second half. You get the ball. You can't let them stuff your ass. And let that place, you just heard the crowd there after a penalty. That place would have went freaking nuts going into the half. And your head would have been back on a swivel again. You already swung momentum in that game.
I mean,
you take the points, 17-13, and you come out and you were cranking again.
The Patriots did pin them back deep on the punt because Baltimore started their drive at the 6, and then that's the one where they fumbled.
Yeah.
That's where Ingram fumbled and Van Noy pops it out. And the Patriots come away with 3 there instead of a touchdown, which was thoroughly annoying as a Patriots fan, because if you're given the gift of getting the ball at the 19-yard line to start your drive, get that thing into the end zone, especially when you just started the game trailing 17-0. But I think you get a decent point there, Hardy. That's an interesting second guess. You're 4th and 9 at the 37.
Yeah, was it stupid? No. I just thought it was I thought it was strange that you would think it would be just a better play there to kick the ball away as opposed to going for it. I mean, you're playing from behind.
Well, we know that in those yardages and that in that spot on the field, Bill will consider going for it. So the question is, at what point in the game is it considered, yes, we do it?
Fourth and nine is a little big, but I think fourth and five, it's a no-brainer for him. But fourth and nine, and your defense starting to come around a little bit, starting to play better at that time. You only had 2 down linemen. You adjusted, and you had a couple 3 and outs. So, yeah, let's pin them back.
But where they are in terms of time in the game, you know, it's early second, midway through the second quarter. You know, is there a point where later in the game they consider it versus earlier maybe in the game, they maybe say there's still a lot of time left. You know, at what point do they draw that line? I'd love to know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we would consider doing it, even though it is 9 yards, but it's too big. If it were 5, or it was, you know, if it's 4 or 5 yards, as you just said, Zoe, yeah, we'd do it right now. But with it being 9 yards, we won't consider that sort of distance until we're down X amount of points and it's late in the third quarter and we're getting a little bit more desperate. You know, there is that sliding scale there somewhere that Bill Belichick has in his mind. Love to know what it is. I don't think he's going to tell us. I don't think he's going to.
His own analytics. Yeah. It's in his brain.
Oh, yeah. Those are his analytics. He decides it and knows it. And that's it. Inside his – it's between his 2 ears.
Right. The analytics when you have Mike Nugent out there as your kicker and you're going for it on every fourth down because you're at your opponent's 25, you know.
Yeah.
That's a different kind of analysis.
Bill's analytics are, I thought about it for a minute. And I analyzed it, and then I made a decision. And then I stored it in my memory.
Well, like the answer to Tara Sullivan. Did you watch the game?
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch the game?
There's a whole test that there was, on that question.
Did you watch
and
the
she,
game?
And she asked a good question. You know, a couple of questions.
She was trying to get somebody.
A couple of questions before that he did answer.
Was that her or was that Karen?
No,
that
she was, asked about taking points instead she, of she kept going, going for
kept
down.
Going, she kept going, she kept going.
No, and then they hit a couple other questions were asked, and went back to Tara. And I thought it was an okay question. All right, you've said now a couple of times that the coaching wasn't good enough. You know, what specifically, you know, was wrong?
Did you watch the game?
No, I didn't. I just got here. I'm sorry. I was watching one of my programs on the TV set.
I was watching Hallmark. They got the Christmas movies out now.
That's when he was just being total poly pissy pants.
See, I would just say that what coach, though, in professional sports, would you say, specifically tell me how you suck today, right? And I'm paraphrasing.
That one pissed him off.
What coach is going to answer that question for you?
A lot of coaches answer that question.
He's crusty, but really?
A lot of coaches answer, but the Patriots are never going to answer a question.
20 years has he answered that question.
This is what I saw
wrong. That question in 20 years.
If you're telling
this
me
is what I saw wrong, and this is what we can work out for the next time we play them in the playoffs, possibly. Let me give you the game plan.
No, I'm not even saying that. Just like...
They know what they're doing.
Who's going to say, I'll tell you specifically why I was terrible today.
The best part of him, it's like one of those horror movies.
Has anyone ever
movies.
Answered that?
It's like one of those horror movies, though. He's like waiting for that, and then boom, he asks a question, and dead stare. Head on a swivel. Excuse me? Did you watch the game? Yeah. Just got out there. Yeah, we got to play. Got to coach. Starts with me.
Well,
starts with me.
We should listen to the question.
We should do it again.
So you're better off asking.
I want to hear it again.
You think he was justified about the specific situations.
You think he was justified in how he answered and the way he answered?
Yeah, if you know him.
No, he's a dick.
Of course. You knew.
Hold on, because you're crapping on Tara.
She didn't even have to ask it because she could have already pre-written what the answer was going to be.
No, he didn't have to answer it the way he did.
Every single question in those press conferences, they still have to go there and try and get something.
Yeah.
So,
but I knew what he was going to give her.
Was he justified in how he answered and the way he and what he answered?
When you're going to pester him, specifically him on?
He's not pestering. That's his job, to stand up there and answer questions for 3 minutes after a football game. Yeah. That's not pestering. That's doing his job.
I was entertained.
That is do your job.
I was entertained.
Well, but why weren't you in there to ask your weekly softball?
Right next to her.
Or is that only for Brady?
No.
You should go in there. Get Bill one.
Because I know the answers. You want me pester him? That'll be good.
Why do you consider someone having to do
Bill,
their job?
Bill, why'd you go from three down line to two?
Motto, why is that being pestered?
What took you so long to put only two guys down and to get another faster guy on the field? Why don't you try with one of those?
Everybody was wrong. I know. I'm not picking a side in this.
Give it again, Jim.
I don't think you're going to get much.
Willing to take say coach better after any loss, or if you're just putting in the performance. Is there something specific that you felt you didn't have the team prepared for?
What's obvious? I mean, did you see the game tonight?
The look on his face was brutal.
We should question him not having his team ready for the game.
I didn't see the video of it. I just heard it.
His head might turn. He was looking for another question.
He could have deflected without saying that. He didn't have to do that.
No, he didn't. But
he could have easily deflected and said.
That could have been part.
He could have said the same thing he always
says. He would have done the same thing.
We had a lot of things we did wrong. I did a lot of things wrong. I got to go back and take a look, because there's a lot to review here from this game. A lot of things went wrong. Next. That's it. You didn't have to do that. He didn't. But I don't think
who was asking.
Bill Belichick or anybody else.
Right.
After a bad loss.
Mm.
It's just a hard one to get an answer on. It was her that asked the questions about before. Those were good questions.
Yeah.
Good ones.
Yeah.
Good ones. That was good stuff.
The taking the points question pissed me off just because I can't believe that became a thing post game. I didn't even think that was a thing during the game at all.
Well,
all of a sudden the Ravens go for a fourth down and everyone's saying, "Oh, the Patriots should have gone for it too."
Do you want him to go for it like Kyle Shanahan went for it after they went offsides and they or
I
when,
don't, but people
when,
were talking
what's his name,
about
called
it.
Called timeout to give him another chance at it after you stopped.
It's
him.
Good that the questions were asked because even if you feel like he was right and you're a reporter and you're like, oh, Bill did the right thing, but I'm going to ask him about it to get him on the record.
No, he said he thought about
defending
it.
Defending himself.
I thought about it. He said, I thought about it. Thought about going for a fourth. Yeah, we thought about it.
He did.
Yeah.
So all good.
He honestly answered it.
It's better to have him talk about that.
Well, they think about it on every fourth down.
Good.
I'm sure.
Sure. All good.
Bill, fourth and nine on a punt, to Artie's point. Would you maybe want to go for that one there?
We'll jump back to your calls coming up next, and then we'll get to read and react at 11:36. Go nowhere.
Is it hot?
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
Jackson from the gun takes the snap. He hands it off and running to the left with a sprint. Hill, a flag on the play as he's tackled by Winovich.
Offside, number 54. Defense, 5 yard penalty. Results in a first down.
Not the first down of this game, according to Baltimore. The Patriots again with a hurry up, first and goal to go for New England. Watson motions left to right with Burke on the single back. They take the handoff and run it to the right. He's clipped down, undercut with a.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.